We need to consider this as the first step in the new 21st century learning standards and expectations of our students.
Buffalo School Board President Barbara Seals-Nevergold reacting to the low test scores for city school students. Seals-Nevergold noted that they were informed in the spring these results would drop, but she says it should not reflect a teacher's performance in the classroom.
The issue is that a year isn't enough time. We know that it's going to take more than a year for us to see those positive changes. So, people have to understand it doesn't happen overnight, but the process has begun. And in the next 2-3 years, we're going to see some changes.
State Regents Chancellor Emeritus Bob Bennett says the new test scores are like comparing apples to oranges. Bennett says it's time for parents to start asking questions about how schools and teachers will make changes to improve these scores.
I think they should greet it with a lot of questions about what are you going to do about it, and who's going to do what about it, and will this be a topic of every single school board meeting coming forward? Student achievement. What else? What other question is there in education except student achievement?
Bennett says these are new, rigorous standards that must be followed. He says it's time for Buffalo teachers and school principals to use the data and figure out how to get students back on track. WBFO News asked City School Board member Mary Ruth Kaspiak if it's a daunting task for teachers to turn around these low results.
Well, you know, it's evident that the scores are not where we want them to be, but it's also evident that with the wraparound services that we will be getting, the scores will go up. I don't have any doubt about that in my mind, and we are up to the task.
New York State and Kentucky implemented the Federal Common Core standards without time for teachers or students to learn. Buffalo Teachers Federation President Phil Remore said the state should have followed the lead of other states where they developed a curriculum first before the testing was conducted.
Personally, I think that first what they should, the rest of the country decided to develop the curriculum first before they tested. I think it was a mistake to do it, but it's done, and we have to move forward on it, and we have to learn and say, well, where did we fall down? I think as teachers, and we're working with the district on this, we knew this was going to happen, and we're preparing, you know, to how to get it done right.
Is there anything the union could do? Would you file something against it to fight it, a lawsuit?
No, it's like, you know, we can't stop it. In fact, one of the things that we tried to do is say, look at, you know, let's see if you can develop the curriculum first, you know, and have a whole year of in-servicing teachers. The state wouldn't listen to that, but they've gone for it, and we are where we are now.
Remore is hopeful the Common Core standards will be reflective of what students need, but he's not convinced. Remore and other local school leaders made their comments right after attending Wednesday's quarterly update for Buffalo's Say Yes to Education. The program is guaranteeing a college education for every Buffalo Public School student. It appears this first round of new Common Core testing scores won't affect the program. Gene Chasen is Chief Operating Officer for Say Yes to Education. He says he does not believe this will hinder the scholarship program.
If anything, we have a more robust data system to inform whether students are post-secondary ready. And ultimately, our goal is to reduce the amount of time and energy and resources we're spending on remedial programming.
Does it affect those that are giving toward the scholarships?
I don't think it will. This was expected. It's been communicated by the U.S. Department of Education, by the State Department of Education, that the playing field has changed. And if anything, there's some really positive indicators when you look at the number of students that are going on to college. Remarkably higher levels of students have applied for college. Almost 100% of the eligible students graduated from Buffalo Public Schools in the spring have applied to at least one college. That's remarkable, and that's a sea change for the community.
The new Common Core standards have been frustrating for some Buffalo school parents. State Assemblywoman Crystal People-Stokes says parents have called to complain. She has some harsh criticism for the new standards.
Adults or regents or whomever are making these decisions to change things on a regular basis should stop doing that. They should leave something consistent for a while and allow the teachers and the students and the administrators to implement the strategies one at a time as opposed to constantly changing things.
Assemblyman Sean Ryan of Buffalo is also critical of the Education Department's process in implementing Common Core.
One thing I know for sure, it demoralizes students who are told that they're doing poorly. It demoralizes teachers who are, obviously, it's a bad reflection on them. And it demoralizes the taxpayers who pay for their school systems.
But in the midst of receiving these low test scores for the city of Buffalo, it appears the graduation rate has improved. School Superintendent Pamela Brown released what she said are preliminary high school graduation rates. According to the numbers, the graduation rate rose to a little more than 53% from last year. It was 47.8% in 2012. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.